There is no one island conservation charity other than Manx Wildlife Trust that tries to sort of bring everything together. And we work very closely with others like Manx BirdLife, Manx Whale and Dolphin Watch, Manx Bat Group, Isle of Man Fungus Group. But there isn't really one organisation that's trying to restore habitats on scale or the kind of whole of the natural environment remit, which is obviously a big and varied area.
It must be tough, though. Obviously, there's people wanting to build things on the Isle of Man. There's people wanting to change areas, extend their own thing. There's farmers are trying to do their work commercially. A lot of them now trying to work with nature pretty well.
Very much so, and historically, you know, farmers are the custodians of the countryside, and it's not about one or the other, whether that's, you know, development, people need, you know, places to live, or farming, we need food. It's just about doing things in a way that is sensitive to our wildlife, and also using natural solutions. You know, natural solutions can really help us create more food or create places to live that are better for us both physically and mentally.
The Isle of Man, it's not that big in comparison to a lot of places, but it seems to have a lot to offer for people involved in nature and walking and, you know, just having a good stroll in the countryside, looking at some plants and birds and wildlife.
Well, I chose to move here 7.5 years ago, so I would agree with you on that completely, but really, it's two things for me in the Isle of Man. One is it's got lots of open green space and lots of countryside. That's important. But two, it is often called a microcosm of the UK. So in terms of habitats and geology, it's got all the same stuff as the UK, but it's condensed down to an island that you can travel around in a day. So, you know, you can wake up in the morning, you can go to the beach, and then you can go up a mountain in the afternoon. That's, you know, it's not a problem here. So that's a great draw for me.
Obviously, one of the things as well, you said you've been here a few years now, and I suppose it's got a lot of area to cover on the Isle of Man, different areas. Always bring up surprises for you?
Absolutely. So just last week, we've had 19 lichenologists over from the British Lichen Society, recording lichens and other species for us on our reserves and elsewhere. They've recorded lots of new species for the island and pointed out some quite interesting bits of our reserves that we weren't aware of. So yeah, nature never stops surprising you. And there are some really unique habitats and places in the Isle of Man.